This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Enterprise. I'm Christine Wong. And being an entrepreneur is really, really tough, especially if you're a young entrepreneur who's looking to start a business in a world where new and creative endeavors are harder and harder to think of. Creativity can be hard to find, and it's also something worth rewarding. So in line with that, Junior Chamber International, or JCI for short, created the JCI Creative Young Entrepreneur Award, where they could showcase all of this creativity and all these people who have found a successful business because of that. So I'm here today with two of last year's top three winners of the JCI Creative Young Entrepreneur Award, Clarence Leung, founder of Easy Parcel, and Elvin Goh, founder of WinKids, as well as Jisoo Lip, who is the 2018 Creative Young Entrepreneur Awards Organizing Chairman from JCI, to talk all about their businesses and also their experience of being involved with this award. So thank you, all of you, for being here today. Let's get straight into what this award is. I will henceforth refer to it as the CYEA or the JCI CYEA because it's quite a mouthful. It was launched in 2005 worldwide and brought to Malaysia in 2007. Why was it important for JCI as an organization to celebrate creative young entrepreneurs?
I think JCI Malaysia has very initiative on helping the entrepreneurship. JCI Malaysia would like to provide a competitive platform for all the creative young Malaysians to provide, compete, and for us to showcase their creativity, young entrepreneur of the countries to the world.
Mm. So it's a really great way of just showing people, like, hey, you can do this also, right? Mm. If you're thinking about starting your own business and really getting like really super creative with it, these are people that have done that and have been successful as well. So what does a winner of this award actually win?
The award was designed for the young entrepreneur not only have the trophy, mm-hmm. but they also have the opportunity to brand their business and also their personal branding in Malaysia.
So what are the actual conditions for someone if they want to participate in this award?
First of all, the entrepreneur need to be creative enough in terms of management, in terms of marketing, or even in their handling the workforce in their companies.
And just in general also, I think, if I'm not mistaken, mm-hmm. the participants have to be between the ages of 18 to 40, and they have to be Malaysian, and they have to be like the owner of a startup essentially as well, right?
Yes, correct. You are totally correct.
Great. Awesome. Another kind of perk as well, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the winner of this award actually also gets the opportunity to represent Malaysia as a panel speaker at the Commonwealth Alliance of the Young Entrepreneurs Summit as well. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. Only one winner selected, but depending on their time to represent Malaysia for this summit.
Okay, great. So now let's actually talk to some of the winners of last year's award ceremony as well. For a bit of context, Clarence, you're the co-founder of Easy Parcel, and Elwin, you are the founder of WinKids. So why were both of you drawn towards creating the businesses that you have now, and what actually sparked that idea in you?
It's really great to be back, and thanks for having me. Why we started venturing into an Easy Parcel business model is because we are trying to help a lot of small SMEs sellers to actually make their life easier to sell online, especially to look at the last mile deliveries, because we also came from that. So we understand the pain point. Like when you are too small, you're always the less focused one to be grown, as in how to sell online and how to get your deliveries done online at the best price.
Yeah.
So that's how it initiated us to actually start that business model.
Yeah, I think logistics for companies is something that you don't really think about until you have to. And then suddenly you're like, I have no idea how to transport something from somewhere to somewhere else,
exactly.
Right? That's where you come in, you'll kind of solve that problem. Which the other thing that I really find when it comes to a lot of entrepreneurs nowadays is that you really have to go towards something very niche, right? And something very, very specific. And that's how you can be creative about things. Mm-hmm. So that's a really interesting thing of that last mile delivery issue. I mean, you've spoken about Easy Parcel on BFM before as well. Okay, Elwin as well, how did you come up with the idea for WinKids?
Thank you, Christine, for having me. I started WinKids Education in 2009, and I have been in the business for about 9 years. Education has always been something that I am passionate about, maybe due to my background, because I truly believe education is the one that changed who I am today. Both my parents were separated when I was 3 years old, and I was a naughty boy, multi-kampung boy, and I really did very badly. from primary until form six. Only from six I started to change, and the change is because of the mindset and motivation. That's why that relates to how I wanted to actually create an education company that not only focusing on just subject-based, but to understand how to unlock their potential, kids and teenagers, in terms of their motivation and their mindset. If the kids don't have the fire to do well, no matter where, how many thousand times tuition they go, they will come in here and go in the other side of the years. So you wouldn't be able to transform them. So that is why I started this education business.
Right. You know, I think with education, especially in Malaysia, and again, like, I'm not really sure about if this is correct or not, and it's kind of just a generalization. But I think there's an issue in Malaysia with education where it's a lot of rote learning, and it's a lot of learning stuff without understanding what you're learning or why you're learning it. It's memorizing answers to questions that don't necessarily, involve knowing the context of things. And then that in and of itself doesn't really tend to lead to kids wanting to learn because it's boring and they don't really understand why they have to. And, you know, it's great that you actually saw that and you saw your own experience with education and you took that and made it into something positive where you can now give, you know, kids the education that you wanted, basically, and the experience that you wanted.
Right.
So for both of you guys, how did you get involved with the JCI CYEA?
So the story is like this. I have been running the company for quite a number of years, and I am very eager and have the ambition to bring the company to the next level. And naturally, one of the things that I should do as a CEO is I need to think strategically, how should I bring it to the next level? And one of them is actually bring the brand name to the next level, because it's a consumer-based business. Yeah, it's services. So so I was looking around to see what are the awards that that is famous that money couldn't buy. So JCI CYEA is actually one of them. So 2 years ago, I secretly, without telling my team, I bought a ticket to go to a gala dinner, I think in one city. That is the night where they announced the top 30 was there, but they announced the winners on that night. I just wanted to get motivation and inspiration from those who are already successful and how they won it. So I thought that, if I go, if I could learn something and one day I want to take part and I want to win. So that is where it started. And then I came back and then I started to take part. And then I managed to get into, top 30 and therefore, winning. I wanted to win, but I do not know for the first time that I took part, I can win.
That's great to hear, and I think that's really fascinating that you actually went to find out more about this award and you went to the gala dinner, the award ceremony, and that really inspired you to become a part of the program as well. How about you, Clarence? How did you get involved with the JCI CYEA?
We have been involved in a lot of JCI's activities on ground, all the charities event, all this while. And throughout the journey, we actually know that being an entrepreneur or also a startup is always very lonely. When you are on the other side, as in before becoming an entrepreneur, it's always like the other side of the field is always greener. So it's always good to have an area where you can find like-minded people with the same milestone and to actually share ideas, to bounce ideas. So even being splash off all the ideas that it shouldn't be done and you should do it that way. So that's why we have actually been venturing into an entrepreneur journey about almost 8 years now. And we have failed many times and we come back and we fail again. And throughout the journey, we notice that JCI CYEA Award is actually one of the kind, as in you can't really board it anywhere. And we managed to go through, I think this is the fourth time we applied and managed to get in top 10 and then goes up to top 3. And it's really a journey for us to actually understand the whole process and also being acknowledged on what we have been doing by the crowd, by the audience, by the judges. I think that actually is the biggest motivation that we get.
Right. For you, it was a little bit more about kind of finding, I guess, a community of people, first of all, of entrepreneurs that could understand the journey that you were going through. But second of all, it was also a matter of, I guess, sort of validation as well and being able to have that kind of stamp of approval, right? It's like, hey, we're like a legit thing and we have this award and we're very, very proud to say that we are successful in what we do. So that's really, really fascinating. In order to actually apply for this award, what is the actual process like?
For me last year, I remember the questions was pretty tough. There are close to maybe 30 questions and it touched on every aspect of a respectable business should have. Not only profit or the numbers, but how you treat your people, the culture, And what positive impact, other than making profit, what is the positive impact or charity that you do while you build the businesses? And that is where it inspired me. And after the journey, that is how I continue to improve the business. So when you submitted, then they will shortlist, the judges will shortlist to top 10. And from the top 10, then only will go for 5 minutes final presentations. And right, that is where they select the winner.
Yeah, you are totally correct on the all the progress. Okay, so this year we remain the same procedure because we feel that this is the standard, the high standard that we choose the past winners and also the top 30 finalists. And this year we managed to have our Penang governor, TYT Tun, to present this top 3 winners trophy to them.
What is kind of the rough average of the amount of people that apply for this award as well?
This year we received near to 100 nominees throughout the whole Malaysia's.
And that gets whittled down to 30 and then 10 and then 3.
Yeah.
Wow, those are some pretty high stakes as well, I think. I find that really interesting, Elwin, about what you said, that, you know, the application form isn't just like your name, your IC number, all these things. It's actually asking you all of these questions about not just the way that your company is on paper, right? It's really asking about the way that your culture is, the way that you are as a leader, the way that you are as someone who has started a business and someone who is managing a team of people, you know? And that, I think, is really fascinating that that's included in the kind of admin, right, of applying for this award, is that you really have to take into consideration the people who are involved, not just them as business people,
yep,
which I think is really, really yep, fantastic as well. Yep. So after that, you know, when you get through the finalists kind of rounds and the slow removal of other competitors, I suppose, from the experience, right? Once you get down to that 5-minute presentation, what is that all about? Like, what do you ask your applicants for?
For the 5-minute presentations, the organizer and also the judges will base on their own presentation because all the nominees come from different backgrounds. So we let the top 30 finalists to present themselves. So as long as it's presented in English and every judge is understand about your business industry and your creativity, then they will give their marks. And then subsequently, we will wait for the great result.
Great. Time to take a short break, but after that, I'll continue speaking to Clarence Leong, Elwin Goh, and Jisoo Lip all about the JCI Creative Young Entrepreneur Award experience. So stay tuned to BFM 89.9 to listen to Enterprise.
Bureaucratic failures multiply. BFM 89.9.
You're listening to Enterprise. I'm Christine Wong, and today we're talking all about the JCI Creative Young Entrepreneur Award. So started by JCI, which stands for Junior Chamber International as well. I have in the studio with me Clarence Leong and Elwin Goh, who are the two past winners of this award, as well as Jisoo Lip, who is the Creative Young Entrepreneur Awards Organizing Chairman for 2018 as well. Before the break, we were just discussing what it was, what you get when you win, and a bit of context from Clarence and Elwin on their respective companies. But now, I'd like to kind of ask, you know, with Clarence and Elwin, what did you guys do for your presentations? It sounds like you guys had a lot of leeway to do some pretty creative stuff.
Throughout the 5-minute session, right, it's kind of like 5 hours to us when we're actually on there.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's eventually just a 5-minute thing.
Right.
So inside, we actually covered majority of like how we run the business, as in not just to hit the revenue part, but how we actually groom the team from zero to where we are today, and what are we projecting next. So we just share our dream, we share our focus, and we share majority of how we get things done. We did a few things. We have slides. We have even a short video clips to show how the culture is, because a lot of times startup is always fun and creative, right?
Mm.
So including our working environment, like we even have slides in the office. So all this, you can't really be written on the paper.
Yeah, you have to kind of show it as well.
Exactly.
You have to have proof that you're a fun company, right? How about you, Elwin? What was that presentation experience like for you?
It's a very interesting experience for me. So if you're running the company for 9 years and you have to actually sum up in just 5 minutes to impress the judges, I think it's definitely an experience that everyone should remember. So for me, when I went in, unlike Clarence, it is 5 minutes, but it's just like 50 seconds for me.
You blinked and it was gone.
It's super fast. So first thing you go in, the moment you start, how do you know you can start? Speak is because they will push the light. Mm-hmm. It's a green color. That means you can start. So you speak. And the moment you need to storm is they will put the red light or the yellow light for you first. Mm. So you are about to finish your 5 minutes. And the moment they put the red light, you have to stop. And you can't talk anymore. So many participants actually can't finish their presentations. So really, you got to summarize everything in just 5 minutes. So you got to pick a couple of points that is important. And for me, I include a lot of photos and videos, video clips about the culture and etc. I think I agree with Credence on this. I think it will give a better picture and an impact about what the company is all about.
Right.
So that 5 minutes was really an experience to be remembered.
And do we know what are some of the criteria or some of the things that the judges were looking for from these presentations? Like, what exactly was like the kind of it factor that would separate these finalists to be chosen for like the top three?
Okay, basically for the judges, they will judge using the nomination form first, because there's too many participants.
Yes.
They will, first of all, look through again their nomination form. Subsequently, they will also look at the video or maybe the presentations of all the top 30s. And then subsequently, they will give some marks based on your pitching on the 5 minutes. Then they will ask questions to verify, this is the things that stated in the nomination form.
Mm.
They will verify and then they will give marks.
So it's kind of like just a kind of comparison as well of that initial form with all those 30 questions and kind of seeing, do those presentations essentially show that these answers match up, right? Like, do they show that, you know, what is on that paper kind of is reflected in those videos? But also it's a judgment of like, you know, the pitching style and ability and stuff like that as well.
Yes, five minutes for you to present the whole 11 page is also a challenging one for all the top 30 finalists.
Yeah, I believe our very own BFM, Frida Liu, I think she was also a guest judge for last year's JCI CYEA as well. So I think, you know, it's very clear that the judges are genuinely people who will pour through all of these applicants, right? And really have a high standard. So what was it like when you found out that you actually won the award?
For me, it was a surprise, because I think that the people who got selected into top 30 are all respectable entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
And to compete with them is an honor. And my whole team was there.
Mm-hmm.
And they got the surprise as well. The feeling is, of course, definitely good. And I think after that, it gave me a lot of exposure to the business community, as well as people starting to get to know the Wing Kids and Wing Kids Preschool brand name. And that also helped me to actually to be able to improve the company further on the areas that I think it is a little bit weaker, and also at the same time can actually learn and expose to fellow successful entrepreneurs. So I think from the whole journey, it's not only give us the trophy, but the most important thing is the benchmark that we can benchmark against ourselves together with the rest of the winners as well as the top 30, where we can learn from each other and we build the friendship along the way. And in terms of the growth of the company, last year before I won, I think I have a total of 10 branches. After close to a year, I have 18 branches right now.
Wow.
So in another way, that is also strengthened the confidence as well as the directions that I have for the company. So I think that is a bonus that I would think that, you know, along the way, taking part in this award that money couldn't buy, that really give a wonderful experience that all the young entrepreneurs should actually take part.
Right. Also for you, because it was your first time applying and then to, you know, actually make it through all the rounds in that first time must have been really incredible. And it's a kind of opposite journey for you, Clarence, because you applied 4 times.
Yep.
And this is the year, last year was the year and you won. So what was that like for you as well? What was that experience like?
It's also a really exciting and unexpected moment, because after so many years and to us it's, the never give up attitude is always there, and we always wanted to be back in, because even the year before, a lot of people actually asking us, hey, will we be coming back? And we are still hesitating. We tried so many years and we are still not there, and ended up we still participate. So it's kind of a surprise to us that, hey, finally we got it there. Acknowledgement part is definitely there. Like, EasyPass is an online platform, so majority of people who know us is majority of people who are actually online. But after going through the process and being acknowledged, the brand actually being spread to a lot of people that is offline. We are now in 4 countries, serving close to 350,000 users on the platform. So that definitely the acknowledgement and also the achievement is already there that we can see. So just never give up and keep trying.
Was there anything that you changed or anything that you improved upon, you know, throughout those 4 different applications as well? Because something must have shifted, right? Like there must have been something that pushed you over the edge last year.
It's all down to like how far we grow the company. When we join the application, like what Alvin mentioned just now, every time you have the chance to mingle around with the rest of the contestants and you can see how people run their business and then how can we implement what other people are actually doing. It might not be under the same vertical, but as all the CEOs, they will be sharing, and founders, they'll be sharing similar direction how to grow the company. So as a very young startup like us, it's always good to have the chance to learn and even just to speak to other people.
Right. So I guess your exposure to the community of entrepreneurs really helped you to kind of shape your business. And then that was kind of what pushed you past everything to actually be able to win last year as well.
Yeah.
Interesting. So the 2018 JCICYEA Grand Award Ceremony is happening on the 1st of September in Penang. So unfortunately, obviously, nominations are closed for this year. But we'll be hearing about the 2018 winners very, very soon. For people who might be interested in participating in 2019, hopefully we can look out for a link. Just keep an eye on the JCI's website and stuff like that to see any updates on this and also updates on the winners as well. So that's really, really exciting. For all of you, what are some of the kind of takeaways that you have from this whole experience? Like, if you could sum it up in brief and tell people what this experience meant to you guys.
A great power booster for yourself as an entrepreneur and also for your team.
I would say that the moment you decided to take part, I think you already won. What you are winning is a group of people that you get to know. You can learn from each other. You can learn from them. And this is an experience that you may not get anywhere else. This is a competition where it really touch on every aspect of a respectable business, like I say. It's not about just the numbers or the profit, but it's also an overall, how is your leadership that built the business and the strategy and the culture that you have.
Great. How about you, Sulip, as the person that organized 2018's JCICYEA? What have you taken from that experience?
Being an organizing chairman, I learned about how to inspire my team members who is voluntarily helping me and this award to be organized successfully. So since January until now, so it's a great experience in terms of leadership, building my leadership and empower my team members and together achieve things that money cannot buy.
All right, yeah. Fantastic. I'm really glad that, you know, everyone managed to benefit from that experience. Mm-hmm. And it really sounds like the JCICYEA is something that will really help put a mark on the way that your business is branded. And also for you personally, Sulip, as well, seeing all these entrepreneurs and seeing how all these great leaders are in one place has also inspired you to become a better leader. So, you know, it's a win-win situation. That's about all the time we have. But thank you so much to Clarence Leong, Elwin Goh, and Jisoo Lip for sharing your experiences of the Junior Chamber International Creative Young Entrepreneur Award with us at BFM. Look out for the results of the Grand Award Ceremony happening on the 1st of September in Penang. And as a bonus, also Clarence will be a speaker at both of our own Enterprise Breakaway events on the 6th of September in Penang and the 20th of September in KL. So you will definitely be hearing a lot more from him there as well. If you have missed any of this interview, you can go ahead and download the app from the Apple App Store and or Google Play, where you can listen to and or download the podcast. You can also head over to our website, bfm.my, to do all that too. I'm Christine Wong, and this is Enterprise. We've been speaking about the JCICYEA. But now stay tuned to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.